This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden discussed the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. The speech comes a day before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically gather with family, many traveling in order to do so. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government has urged people to stay home. Meanwhile, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. Biden's inauguration to become the 46th president will be January 20th. Vice President Kamala Harris will also take an oath of office. At least 41 people were killed and 10 injured Wednesday when a bus and a truck crashed in southeastern Brazil, police said. The bus was carrying employees on their way to work at a textile factory when it collided with the truck early in the morning on a highway in Sao Paulo State, police said. A police source told AFP when rescue workers arrived at the scene, quote, there were bodies everywhere, end quote. It was impossible to tell who had been in the truck and who had been in the bus, he said. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. An explosion damaged a Greek-managed tanker at a Saudi Arabian terminal on the Red Sea, just north of the Yemeni border, the ship's manager said Wednesday, in an attack confirmed by Saudi Arabia. In a statement published by state media, the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen said a commercial vessel suffered minor damage from shrapnel in what it described as a failed terrorist attack. Israeli security forces fatally shot a Palestinian driver who tried to ram his car into them at a checkpoint on Jerusalem's outskirts Wednesday after raising suspicions by presenting apparently fake identification papers. The man was taken to a nearby Israeli hospital after being shot and died of his wounds. This is VOA News. In developing news, Argentinian soccer superstar Diego Maradona has died of a heart attack, according to his attorney. He was 60 years old. Britain's Treasury chief is being urged to resist calls to cut money for overseas aid as he prepares to unveil the damage to the public finances wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rishi Sunak will tell lawmakers the deterioration in the public finances has been worse than at any time since wartime. But now is not the time, he'll say, to announce widespread spending cuts or tax rises. Figures show the country's debt pile is around $2.7 trillion, taking it over 100% of annual national income. Concerns have mounted. The government is about to abandon its commitments to overseas aid. Some in the Conservative government arguing for a reduction in the commitment. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The German government agreed Wednesday on the date for the next general election, September 26, 2021. That's when they will choose a successor to Chancellor Angela Merkel, government spokeswoman said. President Frank-Walter Steinmeier must still give his official approval. The Syrian army said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there is a strong Iranian military presence in the second such attack within a week. Military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that had been hit earlier. It's unclear if there were any casualties. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends Wednesday before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time, which some human rights groups and diplomats say could violate international law. Over 40,000 people have reportedly fled into a remote area of Sudan where local communities and humanitarians have struggled to feed and accommodate them. European stocks drifted lower Wednesday as initial gains fizzled out after a record-breaking Wall Street run on positive vaccine news as dealers worried about the impact of a spike in coronavirus infections around the world. Nearing midday, London's benchmark FTSE 100 index lapsed into the red, with investors also cautious before a key British government budget spending statement. Frankfurt and Paris also declined after a mixed session in Asia, while U.S. futures steadied before Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.